Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside. Happy opening day. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And if you leave tonight with just one thing from the show, and we like you to take lots of things.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody really jumped on top of the... Our Mariners prediction from last night.
Yes, some positive, some not so much.
But that's all right. But let me say this. If you take away one thing from the show tonight, you will know just how hard Jacob DeGrom got hit today in his first start for the Texas Rangers. He got hit incredibly hard. More extra base hits than he's given up the last 3 years. And it worked out perfectly. I didn't know what I was rooting for. Rooting for DeGrom to just blow chunks. Ah, but the Phillies are going to win. No, I want DeGrom to blow chunks, and I want the Phillies to lose.
No, it's a good parlay.
Boom! Boom!
Your two-ticket parlay just came through.
I got it!
What do they call it? The same game parlay, right? That was the promotion all year. Let's go.
Yes! And here's the most telling part. Now, here, this is dry. Here's the most dramatic part.
Yeah.
The Rangers have just wasted one of DeGrom's 12 starts this year. So, just think about that for a second. Think about that.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty brutal. 3 2/3,
woo!
6 hits, 5 earned runs, a wild pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that terrible outing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're all chesty because the Mets win. My beloved White Sox just finished off a game against the Astros. If anybody sees the ball that Yordan Alvarez hit in the ninth inning, if it lands in your house, please take a picture and let us know. And right now we've got a mariachi band in as they get ready for Dodger Stadium. They're, I guess, going to have like 9 guys come out to throw a first pitch.
Yeah, Fernando Valenzuela is coming out to throw the first
pitch.
Eric Gagne is coming out to throw the first pitch.
Your nemesis, Oral Hershiser, is out there.
He loves you. He loves me.
Hates you.
Hey, is Sandy Koufax, he comes out to throw the first pitch? Did we get Koufax here, too?
I think Fernando's throwing it out.
Think Fernando is? Okay. All right, I get it.
So just those 3 guys?
That's it?
For a minute, I thought, all right, what anniversary are we hyping up here? And then Fernando comes out.
Look at that. Fernando, Oral Hershiser, who, of course, is in a suit and tie because, you know, I do the pre and post for the Dodgers.
Where the hell did they find Gagne?
I don't know, man. I can't believe that's actually,
he's lean and mean there, yeah?
I'm like, is that really Arizona?
What happens when you, you work out in the post-career.
But he looks like he's from the future. He's wearing a black turtleneck under, he kind of looks like Steve Jobs. A little bit. I'd say kind of looks like him. It's not him.
Here
obviously.
Comes Dempsey.
Was it just the commemorative black turtleneck?
Yeah,
that got
I don't know.
Yeah, Rick Dempsey rolls out.
Dave Roberts
Where's
is going to pull
Strawberry?
Oral Hershiser out of the game right now.
Oh, he's going to pull him from throwing the first pitch. Dave
Where's
Roberts
Strawberry
is going to do that. Oh, Strawberry, it's a home run. Wow, Mike Socha is coming out. Look at this. And they got gloves on.
He was working hard in that Simpsons episode.
They all look like dads at the game with gloves, you know, because Socha's wearing blue jeans, of course, because it's Mike Socha. And he's got a baseball glove, and Dave Roberts has a glove. He probably said, hey, somebody got a glove I can wear.
Want to have a catch?
You want a glove? I'm a lefty. Come on, you know me. I'm a lefty. Let me have it. So now all these players, apparently, that just came out are going to catch the first pitches from Hershiser and Gagne and... Oh, wait, who's coming
Karen
out now?
Bass.
Oh, Mayor Bass is coming out. Look at this. Handing out balls
Whatever
to everybody.
Whatever you can get politics in on opening day, that's the way to go. You know?
Well, listen, I mean, really, this is where the mayors all want to be, right?
That's the high point, right?
Didn't New York City Mayor Eric Adams say on TV he was happy to be at Yankee Field?
Yankee Park.
So all these Dodger legends throwing out the first pitch as we get ready for game one of the regular season. I believe Roberts just caught Gagne's pitch, because, hey, Gagne could probably still throw. Hey, maybe Gagne comes out of the pen tonight.
Well, I thought Fernando at this point in his life could be a pretty crafty junk baller lefty.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just and watch that ball just slide and slip and dip all over the plate.
Might be able to get an out or two in today's Major League Baseball.
See, this is how good opening day is. This is the excitement of opening day. We'll get to the pitch clock in a second and everything else. But this, because I'm this excited, despite the fact that I am already coming to grips with the fact that I don't ever expect to see Justin Verlander pitch for the Mets this year.
It's a minor injury.
Here's the thing.
It's really minor.
It's supposedly a minor injury. Justin Verlander, last year's Cy Young winner, on the injured list with a muscle strain in his pitching shoulder. He's going to be reevaluated in a week. They say it's not the best case scenario, but probably the second best case scenario.
It's not the best case scenario. The best case scenario, his ass would have been on the mound.
The the muscle in question is the teres major.
Ooh,
I think. Which also, that was one of Thanos's minions in the Avengers movie, right? It's one of those people. It was.
I'll take it from your corpse.
Yeah. It was not Mon Mothma. Mon Mothma stars. No, what was his name?
Oh.
Yeah, but the kid's seen more movies, and he blows him out to Ebony Maw.
Ebony Maw, and
Terrace Major, right? That was the other guy.
That's good.
I think that's what it was. Yeah. There he goes. So I'm this happy, despite the fact I already know, hey, he's going to be reevaluated in a week. He's going to keep throwing. He's never going to pitch for the Mets. It's never going to happen. And I'm this happy on opening day.
But the beauty of it is you got the W.
Yeah.
Julius Randle's hurt. We'll get to him.
Stop with that. No, let's do positivity.
So we get a hat trick. Well, the positivity, you're saying this guy's never going to pitch for you. You're trying to put a happy face on it.
Yeah, but I can't. It's tough to put a happy face on no Julius Randle for the first round of the playoffs. That would be very,
very
difficult.
But you're trying to put it on the fact that Verlander is hurt, and it's just a minimal injury.
Look,
I'm feeling really good if it's positive.
I'm
here's the beauty of it. right? I'm gonna go even brighter than you, Mr. Brightside.
Sure.
Is that you
Jacob DeGrom really got shelled. He really got shelled.
Well, I was going to say your owner was walking around the park and he had $100 bills just falling everywhere. So he can go find another pitcher really fast if he needed to.
Well, that's the other part of it with Verlander is that, you know, you can't miss what you never had, right? So, I mean, it's like, okay, not like Verlander, hey, is coming off the Cy Young with the Mets. It's okay. As a Met fan, I understand disaster always lurks right around the corner.
And
I
didn't you don't think need him to opening August day. Anyway.
I didn't think it would be opening day. I didn't think it would be in the lead-up. I didn't think it would be just in a bullpen session, but this is how it works.
Dude, I told you months ago, Jason, the guy was a bum.
But stop with that. So, despite the fact that this is going on, I'm feeling really good.
But it's funny, right? We're getting ready for opening day. We're exchanging the texts as we do always. And here's some cool stories and different things to look at for opening day and everything else in the sporting universe. And then this hits the wire.
Yeah,
I go, really?
Yeah.
Just like that. And I triple checked to make sure it was a legitimate account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Because we're in that day and age.
We're getting
especially
there.
When you
Another
got a bunch
weeks.
Of places that aren't going to pay for their check marks.
Another 2 weeks, you're going to see all kinds of crazy
are not
stories.
Go away.
No,
April 1st.
No, April 15th. April
I think
15th.
It's the 1st.
Nah, it's the 15th. You
sure.
just
first
watch.
First is going to have all sorts of other stuff.
You just watch how many people fall for fake Schefter and fake Woj after the blue check marks go away. You wait for that. But no, but the
They'll
thing
pay
is,
for theirs.
Usually for the Mets, it's in June when things go bad. Last year, I'm like, okay, it went bad in September. Late September. This is 2 hours before first
yeah,
pitch.
Yeah, but now you're a scrappy
day.
Underdog.
2 hours before first pitch. Oh, yeah. The guy we just spent a ton of money on to replace Jacob DeGrom. Yeah, we don't know. The Terrace Major injury. Okay, great. That's great. That doesn't. Anytime I hear just the phrase Terrace Major doesn't sound good.
Well, that's
or is it tears, man? Tears.
Well, but it used to be the torn labrum was the bane of your existence.
Yeah,
as soon as the labrum came into mix.
This is a low-grade muscle strain near the Terrace Major. Or that could be a constellation. The Terrace
Major. That's what I was thinking. You know, you get to the constellation, you're walking home, and sometimes here in L.A., say, after a rain, like tonight, you might actually be able to see stars. Mm.
You could normally see TJ Ursa Major. This is Terrace Major. Instead of the sky, it's inside Justin Verlander's body, TJ.
You might be able to count stars.
But I'm happy. Oh, I am counting stars. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So with all this pageantry of opening day, we saw so many big games, so much fun to break down. The big story across the board has been now we have the pitch clock. And we had numerous pitch clock violations. Marcus Stroman of the Cubs became the first pitcher to commit a pitch clock violation. You'd go down in the record books for that. Congratulations. You had Jeff McNeil get a strike called on him for the Mets because Pete Alonso didn't get back to first base in enough time following a foul ball. Which I'm like, is that really the spirit of the rule? I mean, come on. Is that really the guy didn't get back to first base running back after foul ball? Come on, man. All right. So, but
you should have gotten a Goldberg spear for calling that.
But the main thing is
come
this.
Come on.
We've seen it, and the impact we told you, the biggest impact was going to be us watching the game. And in a big change from the exhibition season till now, there are many camera angles we see where I go, you don't see the pitch clock. It's almost like they decide, hey, if we do it, it's going to be really bad. I told you, it would change. If they showed the pitch clock, you would never watch baseball the same way again. But now in almost all the games, I've seen it where the pitch clock is not on camera, not on screen. So now, okay, so watching the game, that's fine. You have to basically just go along with the play-by-play, which I think is a great call. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great decision. And honestly, I expected way more today with the pitch clock. I expected way more. I expected violations regularly in every single game. I expected 4 or 5 or 6 in every single game we saw. And that was one of those situations where, oh boy, is this what's going to... No. Okay, so we had a few high profile, but as we told you, players are going to get used to this pretty quick.
Well, they have to.
They're going
to
get used to it pretty fast.
They're professionals. They'll work to a different clock and... If baseball in a month can look at it and you've really shaved off 20 to 30 minutes of game time and you force the action, because, right, the other part is the more important, the time of game doesn't matter. It's the fact that you had 10 minutes of inactivity with guys, you know, adjusting their crotches and stepping out of the batter's box, eating half a bag of seeds before setting back in. The idea is that we're putting the ball back in play, no shift, everything else. And if that is where we get to towards a more entertaining, even if it is 3 hours, right, because you had a couple of slugfests today,
yeah,
that aforementioned Rangers game, or go to that Baltimore-Boston game that went on forever. Some exciting stuff going on there with the young O's team. But if you get the activity, then the time doesn't matter, right? Time flies when you're having fun, they say.
Yeah.
It's only when you're sitting around watching a clock, when's it time for lunch, that it becomes a problem.
The sweet spot for a game, 2.5 hours is a little bit too brisk. 2 hours, 45 minutes, as long as you're around there, that's fine. If you're under 3 hours, that's great. And so far, it's been a pretty big success, and they'll get used to it pretty quickly. This is not going to be something where, I expected it to be worse. The worst was always going to be the first game.
Well,
right? That was always going to be the worst.
But you also have the Aces working, which is going to be different because they're going to be better. So it's going to take some of the mess away. Because you got the best, except for DeGrom.
But you have the other guy.
And Verlander, who's hurt.
I see. That was funny. And now I'm going to punch you.
And then I hit you in the kidney.
And now I'm going to stick my hand in like Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom and grab your heart and show it to you. I'm going to show it to you and throw it down.
How about that?
What are you doing?
That movie's pretty old.
But the new one's coming out.
Oh, that is true. Oh, by the way, you want to see Harrison Ford in something unbelievable? This is the best Harrison Ford has been in something in years. I want to say like 20 years in Shrinking.
Say it,
like he's never been this good.
This is his best. This is his best acting job ever.
Because this is like one of the first times I've ever seen him act like he actually wants to be in the show. Like normally he's in movies like, I really don't want to be here, but it's a big payday and I'm a big star.
He loves these people.
He's like, he really wants to be in it. It's really amazing.
For those that haven't seen it, it's on Apple Plus. It is first season is done and out there. It's fantastic.
I heard that plane crash scene at Santa Monica Airport was.
Whoa. They cut that out. They put in something new.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Dodgers Diamondbacks 2-2, top of the fourth inning. Meanwhile, in front of friends and family in Oakland, notice there has not been a lot of crowd shots at this game. Shohei Ohtani.
Bobblehead days.
Tied 0-0. With the A's, currently of Oakland. I guess I got to say currently Oakland A's, right? Currently Oakland A's.
Soon to be Vegas.
They could move in the middle of the season. Like, I would not be surprised to wake up one day and go, oh, no, now they're playing in Vegas tonight. Oh, okay, great.
Well, it's like when the Colts moved from Baltimore.
Yeah, just in the middle of the night. Yeah, but they...
Here's the moving truck.
Yeah, but they did it in the offseason. They're going to do it like we finish a homestand, and then we're going to start a new homestand.
Well, get stuff done quickly in Vegas with construction companies and... contractors and inspectors, if you take care of business properly.
That is true.
They're going to play home games in that sphere.
No, that's cool. And then Bono and the Edge are going to up and play a few tunes for them.
They go all the way to the top of like Ghost Bar or wherever. We're going to play the top.
Ghost Bar. I remember that being the big deal. But yeah, they show up for bobblehead nights. That I can tell you.
They will.
Yeah.
But let me just say this, because I feel we need to say this because it is opening night. Shohei Ohtani in the fourth inning against the A's.
Yeah.
Has thrown 41 pitches, so his pitch count is a little high. He has not given up a base hit.
Well, then.
He walked the opening batter of the game, and he has gotten outs down the row. He now has 5 strikeouts as he pitches in the fourth inning. No hits allowed.
Jason.
For Shohei Ohtani. Yes, Frostberg.
He actually did give up a couple hits, but they took him back because the Angels wanted to keep him.
Yeah, no, he actually asked for them to be taken back. I think that's what happened.
I think that was a foul ball.
Yeah. It went over the fence. Wall. Yeah, it was over the fence.
Angels are protesting every hit tonight.
No, but you've got – it's funny because you got the Angels. Last hour we were talking about Artie Moreno and, you know, looking into possible sales and prices. And just like that, you jerk.
There we go.
Look what you did.
Way no to more go, no-hitter. Smith.
Look at that, huh? Look at me.
You're a hateful, hurtful man.
Hey, I'm affecting things.
How you can never go to Disneyland again.
Yeah, no, I can't.
But that's the thing, right? He didn't get the price he wanted for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. That Los Angeles tag didn't really work out from a branding perspective like
Los Angeles
thought, right?
Area. Los Angeles area, Anaheim.
That sub area. Sandwich now, Jason, is going to take an hour to get to your seat after that.
Diaz with a hit. That breaks up the no-hitter.
Edwin?
Stop. Oh. David Robertson was nails today. Stop that, Frostburg. We will have
Did
more
he come out to narco?
Baseball. Listen, can you do us a favor? We really invested heavily in this song. Can you make that your walkout song? Well, it really hasn't been my song. No, I know, but can you just take Narco, please?
We signed a guaranteed deal with this guy.
We got to pay him whether we play the song or not. I'd rather just play the song.
We need the fans to stand up.
What's your walkout song going to be? Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows. Okay, we're going with Narco. The sunshine lollipop.
Nicely done.
Now, we'll have more baseball coming up in a few minutes. John Paul Morosi was at opening day at Yankee Field.
Yeah.
Yankee Park, right? According to Mayor Eric Adams, Yankee Park.
Mayors.
Yes.
Yeah, get the politicians out there. That's always good for business.
But if you are ready for an NFL draft hot take, we have one for you. Today was Anthony Richardson's pro day. Florida quarterback who, look, he's 7 feet, 6 inches tall. He weighs 375 pounds, and he can run a 4.140. Everybody's darling because of the physical skills that he has, right?
And he threw a football over a mountain.
He did. And they would have won state if that happened. Look, we talked about him the beginning of last year. His tape isn't great, but he projects so well to the next level that Richardson became one of the quarterbacks we were talking about going high in the draft.
Yep.
Now, the end of the season, it went, well, it's Bryce Young and it's C.J. Stroud, and here comes Will Levis, and probably Anthony Richardson will be a first-round pick. And now there's always one guy that rises. And it seems like, for whatever reason, the Bryce Young is not what people... He doesn't have the image that we thought he'd have because of his height and his weight, and it already looks like that the Panthers are wavering off of him at number one. And maybe C.J. Stroud is their guy. But I'll tell you what, you want a big, bold prediction. Today at Anthony Richardson's pro day, he did everything you wanted to see him do. He threw short and was very accurate. That was the big question. Can this guy be accurate short? Because we know he can throw the ball long. He threw one pass that hit the scoreboard trying to throw it deep because he was in such a small area. He did everything he wanted. He ended with a backflip. And I'll tell you what. When it comes down to it, he's going to go number one overall in the draft.
Yeah,
it's not going to be Stroud.
We talked about that a bit, though.
It's not going to be him. He's going to be the guy that goes number one, despite the fact that maybe he's a little bit of a project and needs to do some certain things and clean up. But his ability that he has physically that the other guys don't, this is his time to shine. Now, right or wrong, because I never like it when teams decide, oh, I'm going to ignore the 3 years of tape we have on this guy and go by how he's measured at the combine, which is what teams are doing with Bryce Young, which is a mistake, but we see it every year. And the same thing's happening to the inverse now with Richardson. Okay, was his tape that great? His tape was good. He certainly had a lot of wow plays, but overall, he got figured out a little bit. Now it's like that's out the window, and it's all about what we've seen the last couple weeks, his insane numbers at the combine, how he looked today in his pro day, finishing with a backflip. Everybody loves his attitude. He's got a very infectious attitude as well, and teams are going to fall in love with him. And when you are in a year now where there is no longer really a lockdown number one guy, because Bryce Young was that guy, he'd be number one in my book, but he's not. Because I got to deal with reality, is that the teams no longer think he's a slam dunk number one. In a year in which there's no consensus number one and you're kind of deciding, when we get to the draft at the end of April, he's going to be the guy. Because why am I not taking someone who has the highest ceiling that could be an absolute super-duper star quarterback, could be a blend of Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, why am I not taking that guy? He will go number one overall.
Well, I mean, that's the big picture of the NFL draft, right? As you're evaluating as an owner, as a GM, and with your coaching staff, what's the long view? And are you going to be willing to take your lumps for a couple of years if this doesn't pan out right away, right? Because when you go through with Bryce Young, and I know you've been enamored with him, how many quarterbacks have we seen great tape from for 2-3 years, and then it didn't transcend to the pros, right? It didn't elevate. And their game stopped. And that was where they peaked, was that senior year or junior year or whatever it was before they came into the draft. And so in this in this particular draft. Now, if you're drafting next year, you've got a couple of guys that everybody's salivating over and can't wait to get to that part of the process. Hell, we'll be doing that in week four. Oh, they projected to be a top five pick. What do you think they're going to need to do to go get Caleb Williams? That's what we're going to be doing very early in the season. Kind of like an NBA squad that you know is going to be bad, right? Anybody doing analysis like our guy Ryan Hollins for the Houston Rockets, they've been talking about next year's draft since October 1st. And they didn't start playing until the end of the month.
Nah.
So it's the idea here with Richardson is we watch it, right? He was a September Heisman guy.
Yeah.
Right, you jumped on board that wagon really hard and tried to drive it, and you drove it into the cliff as he completed about 52% of his passes and struggled and didn't have the best talent around him, which is very odd to be able to say about a Florida Gators team. But the reality is he's a guy with all the physical attributes, and we knew that, right? Today was a confirmation of everything you thought you knew. Yes, he completed a lot of passes to air. So what? We knew he could throw a football over a mountain. Okay, he can do a backflip. I don't want him doing a damn backflip. That's not helping me. In no football.
Yeah, but it looks cool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's great.
It looks cool.
No, so he wins the day for the highlight reel because everybody's looking, NFL. Don't talk about Rodgers and Jackson. What else is there? Richardson's pro day!
Like I tell you, it does right or wrong, it doesn't matter. I can see what's going on. And he's rising, and Tepper wants to make a big splash.
He's been around there for a bit.
Everything,
I don't think he was that far off, but Tepper's
everything
that
is
guy.
Working, right? How do I make that big? I made the big splash in number one, and now we make the splash to evaluate quarterbacks. And as much as they like C.J. Stroud, no. Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, but
they're going to go with him.
But the big part is what did they project to, and where are you you're trying to hit the home run. If you're going to go all the way up to number one to get that pick, you want a guy that splashed. The other guys are known quantities. Like you said, you got 3 years of tape. This guy's still we have no idea where that ceiling is. And he may crash into it in week two. No clue. But if you're David Tepper, you made your money being a risk taker and calculated risks at that. You bring in Frank Reich. So in theory, you've already gone down the process of, look, you're going to get some time to work this out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not going to be we got rid of DJ Moore. We got rid of McCaffrey midseason. All of these things. We got a nice base of defensive players or whatever. But we realize we're nowhere close to being a contender.
And he gives you that excitement. So, you're excited about the number one pick at quarterback anyway, but you're overly excited for a guy with this kind of skill set, this kind of physicality, as fast as he is, as big as he is. I mean, this is like LeBron coming into the league, and he's coming in with a football, with a quarterback-ready body that he goes 245. He can lay those Cam Newton hits on defensive backs, and he can run around them.
But I thought the 205 was okay, Jason.
I'm not asking Bryce Young.
25. Look what he's going to do.
Bryce Young, I don't want you on this side of the line of scrimmage. Everything is on this line. It's different skill sets, but to see this, it's impossible. It's impossible to stay away from when there's not that guy that you believe in at number one. He's going number one. The Panthers will make the big splash. It's going to be, we can't wait to see what this guy has. He's going number one.
If he can get some hint of accuracy, and that's something Frank Reich will be working on from day one if this does come to fruition, Terrace Marshall for everybody. Just put him at the top of your sleeper list.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Well, it's been a hell of an opening day, and I can't believe the catch that Renfro just made in right field. If you remember that famous Kevin Mitchell catch where he was running to the left field line and reached back with his bare hand to catch it, that's the kind of catch that Renfro just made in right field. Watch this. He's going back. He's completely turned around. He just sticks his glove out with his back completely to the ball, and the ball ends up in it.
He completely butchered the play and then saved himself.
I can't understand how he made that catch.
Because that was awful.
Ohtani is like, oh,
Ohtani can't believe how Hunter Renfroe made that catch. I mean, Hunter Renfroe turns, his back is completely to the play, and he just sticks his hand out and his glove out, and it falls into it. That's one of those, I always say, coaching the girls in softball, when a girl makes a good play, and one of the girls on my team looks at me and says, "Coach," I go, "Look in the other hand, you find a gold watch." That's what I would say in a play like that. Whew, joining us now on the hotline, I don't know if you had a chance to just see it, but we're going to talk all the big day in Major League Baseball with him. He is MLB Network insider, who is at Yankee Park, Yankee Square Garden, Yankee Field. We got to talk to Mayor Eric Adams about that today. He was at the Yankees 5-0 win, watched Aaron Judge blast a home run in a game that took 46 minutes from beginning to end. John Paul Morosi. JP, what's happening, buddy?
It was, I believe, as the mayor would call it, the express train. I think we could safely call it that based on the time of game.
Very nice.
But, yes, I would say this as well. Aaron Judge, home run on his first swing. Aaron Boone, I spoke with him during the game on our MLB Network broadcast, and Aaron basically said that when Judge arrived at the dugout, his reaction was, "Really?" Which I think was everybody's reaction. So it's just, Judge is great for baseball. The time of game in a lot of places today has been great for baseball. Yeah, we've seen some violations. There was even the somewhat unique violation in the Mets game where McNeil was assessed a strike because Alonso was slow getting back to first base. These things will happen. But at the end of the day, we've seen a lot of crisp baseball. We've seen some 10-9 games today as well. But what a great inaugural day of the 2023 season.
Well, and here's the thing, JP, is that I'm in such a great mood with the opening day, so excited. I'm this excited knowing fully well I never expect Justin Verlander to pitch an inning for the Mets ever. I've already come to, you know, his injury, he's going to be out for a week. I've already accepted that, hey, I may never see him pitch an inning, and it's okay because of the excitement of opening day.
It's, Jason, it's going to be okay, buddy. First of all, it is going to be okay. I promise. Now here's what I know from covering Verlander for a long time. He is very in tune with how he's feeling. He's also very honest when it comes to things like this. And if he says that he believes he can find a way to get back before the end of April, I tend to agree with him and put a lot of faith in that. I know Mets fans don't want to hear it. I know they're already scarred by Diaz not being there, and I get it. But I really think that Verlander will find a way. Now, obviously, for every soon-to-be 40-year-old pitcher, it's not always smooth sailing, and I get that. But I really think Verlander is one of the more self-aware pitchers that I've ever been around, to where he knows what he has to do to get his body ready to go. And if he has to take a couple weeks off to make sure that happens, I know the Mets don't want to hear that right now, but I think it's probably for the best. And I'm telling you, Jason, keep the faith. David Robertson looked very good today. The Mets won. They're 1-0 without Diaz. I still think this season has a chance to end around Halloween like you hope.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Well, since Jason put it out in the universe earlier, JP, that Verlander never pitches for the Mets, so you got that going for him. Fatalistic to the end. There in New York, let's go back to the Yankees, flip-flop back to that side of the equation. Volpe has his debut, has the jersey. Topps is doing some cool marketing and sales with the one-of-one and all. But crowd response, you got to talk to him a little bit. Heritage on display and everything. Big moment for them, a 21-year-old that we weren't sure was going to make the roster. Now smack dab in the middle of the New York frenzy.
Remarkable story. And I'll tell you one story that I shared earlier today. His parents met while they were in medical school, both grew up Yankee fans. They went on dates to the old stadium. And Dr. Michael Volpe, it's National Doctors Day, so I wish all the physicians out there a very happy National Doctors Day, which includes both of Anthony's parents, by the way. So Michael and Isabella.
What'd you get your wife?
JP, and your wife. I can't believe you put her after Anthony Volpe's parents on the list of doctors.
Was your gift going to Yankee Stadium for work?
I know. So here we go. There are two. So I'm saved by a couple things. Number one, I've already wished her a happy National Doctors Day, number one. And number two, she's sleeping. So she's not, so I can confirm I am home now. I got back from New York. And basically, I get home, knock on the door. Sweetheart, I'm home. Happy National Doctor's Day. She said, John, just be quiet. I know you're going to talk to Jason and Mike. Just keep it down. Keep it down, okay? Keep it down. I'm trying to sleep. I'm a doctor here. And so, yeah, so I've already wished her a happy National Doctor's Day.
But, said, but, damn it, JP, hey, I'm a doctor.
Hey, happy,
yeah,
happy,
I'm a doctor.
Happy baseball day for you, John Paul. Hey,
right,
happy
right.
baseball
yeah,
day.
Yeah. When do we have National Sideline Baseball Reporters Day? That's what I want to know. When do we have that? When's National Baseball Punditry Day? I want a day for us. When's our day? Anyway, I was talking to Dr. Volpe yesterday, and he said that they were at spring training, and actually Anthony's sister Olivia was there as well, and they were there for the early days of spring training, and Olivia observes to her father very astutely, like, Dad, why are all these people in baseball uniforms here watching the players practice? I mean, like, you've got grown men and women wearing Yankee jerseys watching the Yankees just practice, like, not even games yet. We're just practicing. Like, why do people do this? And Dr. Volpe said, in a way that, like I could hear what he was going to say before he even said it to me. He said, that's us. Like, we are these people, okay? Like, we are the crazy Yankee fans who do this every year, regardless of whether your brother's in the uniform right now, okay? Like, we do this all the time. This is what we do. We are crazy Yankee fans. And so I think it really is, it's just special when you've got someone who clearly is of that group. He is a lifelong, he wore Derek Jeter-themed overalls when he was 1 year old. And there's just something that the journey and the improbability of anyone playing in the major leagues is obviously extreme. This is the unlikely of the unlikely of the unlikely. And now you do it playing the same position for the same team of your favorite boyhood team with your parents in the crowd on opening day. It's a beautiful day in New York. Like, you line up all of these, how could this possibly happen, all on top of each other. And the response from the Yankee fans was rather extraordinary. The loudest ovation of anyone not named Aaron Judge belonged to Volpe, and it's because he's one of them. He is part of the family, and I think that to me was pretty cool, that a place as big and as grandiose and as immense as the Yankees and what they represent in American culture, that there's still this notion of, like, that's our guy, like, he's our hometown guy, and that was to me a very unique and a very affirming moment of what the sport still means.
John Paul Morosi, MLB Network insider with us, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. All right, JP, I got two things for you now. One, I really need you to dig deep on. One, I need your permission for. I'm going to kind of break your heart a bit. But the first things first. On a scale of 1 to 10, if 1 is a marshmallow and 10 is a really, really solid, thick brick wall, how hard did Jacob deGrom get hit today? Like 15, 18, 25, 50? How hard did
it was not.
Today?
It was not his best work. And I believe the word that I'm searching for in assessing your reaction would be schadenfreude, meaning joy at the misfortune of others, which appears to be the case. Now, I would grant you that deGrom pitched, of course, and Verlander is not pitching, and that was kind of the trade-off. DeGrom out, JV in, so that's on some level worth mentioning.
Yeah,
but
because
you're
Verlander's
right.
Healthy, right? He's the guy. Oh, you got to go with Verlander because he's the guy that stayed healthy his whole career. Yeah, that's the other
right.
That
I get it, but yeah. For me, listen, DeGrom, he barely pitched this spring. He at least was there at the outset in terms of he pitched what I think 6 innings, so he was able to come back by the end and get at least some work in the Cactus League. But not exactly what you were expecting for the first 8-9 weeks of his career. It was the delayed first bullpen, which we talked about, and then you have a very truncated and unimpressive first start. It is a little bit alarming for someone who candidly has not been able to answer the bell for 200 innings in his career. So it's a legitimate concern, and Mets fans probably looked at that box score and said, this is going to be a very interesting start to the year for Jake in Texas.
All right, now, JP, now you're going to get a little upset with me for this, but I feel the need because I believe it and I'm ready for it. The last 9 years you've been with us, you've predicted the Seattle Mariners to go to the playoffs,
yes.
And you got it last year. I'm sorry, I had to predict. I didn't have to because I believe it. Last night, I predicted J-Rod to be the MVP and the Mariners are going to the World Series. So I had to take your Mariners prediction and amp it up by saying they're going to the World Series. I hope you're okay with that.
Wow, now that is awesome. I love that. First of all, I'm glad, you know, to my family in Seattle. Got a lot of connections there. They were happy that I was right for once in my life. You know, for once in my life, I was right. It inspires me to sing a song about it almost. But so I would say this. I've got them winning the division. I've got Toronto as your World Series champ. But I really believe that Seattle, you think about Houston and lose Verlander. McCullers is injured. There's been some other questions health-wise with them this spring. I like Seattle. Certainly, it's a really good pitching matchup tonight between the Rock, as he is known, Luis Castillo, and Shane Bieber. So, but I'm a believer right there with you. So I've got Seattle coming back to the postseason. They're hosting the All-Star Game, which they last did in 2001, which is a remarkable year, of course, as you know, in the great city of Seattle for baseball. So I'm on board. I think they find a way to make it two in a row with one of the more exciting rosters in the sport.
All right, I'm on board with you with the Blue Jays. We got that. I'll ask you a general question on the guys we're watching out for here in a second. But does putting the Rangers uniform on take some of the superpower away from DeGrom? Because history says that usually doesn't work out well for pitchers.
Well, I suppose. I mean, Nolan Ryan is still like one of the Avengers, right? I mean, still to this day. I mean, so like Nolan Ryan. Sort
That's
of
a long time
that.
Ago, though.
Yeah, I know.
Although he could probably still be their third starter.
Yeah. For the kids, check out the Ryan Express, Facing Nolan, by the way. Excellent documentary. I would highly recommend it. It was really well done. But I would say that for me, it's the Texas right now in this ballpark is a better place to pitch than the old place. And they have built up a pretty impressive rotation based on their work during the offseason. So they know they had to redo their pitching. I don't think Bruce Bochy would have gone there unless they redid the pitching. There's a lot of new there right now. New manager, almost all new rotation. I do think Semien Seager, they're going to be better this year than they were last year. I'm still bullish on Texas. I'm not going to rule out Jake after one bad start, but it was a bad start, and it was ill-timed.
He's only going to have 12, JP. He's only going to have 12 starts, and this is one of them, okay?
I led that fastball right down the plate for you on that one. That was a groove pitch. Oh, my God.
See if you could Renfro it and pull it back.
That was no movement. That was a flat fastball.
No, that's good. All right, last one for you, JP. We talk about Volpe a bit. I mean, for folks just getting into opening day and what we're expecting, you got another prospect or two that people need to raise their eyebrows on and expect great things from?
For me, it's Jordan Walker in St. Louis. I think he's going to be one of the great talents in the game for a long time. I would add as well, someone who got in off the bench and made his debut today for the White Sox, Oscar Colas.
Yeah.
Someone that, and you know that franchise well, they need a spark. New manager, they get a big win today in Houston. Colas gets involved. I think that team, after really everything went wrong for them a year ago, they're going to be a better ball club. I think Andrew Vaughn had a nice season opener today. I'm a big believer in the Palos, so I've got Oscar Colas as being someone that we're going to be hearing from a lot during the course of the season.
You can follow him on Twitter at John Morosi. That is at John Morosi, MLB Network. He was right for once in his life. So here you go, JP. Here's a song we're playing you off with, "For Once in My Life" by Stevie Wonder.
That's what I was trying to sing earlier. But the problem is I have no singing voice. And
that's
so
okay.
I love it. And by the way, to all of you, you all have, at least if you're in the Eastern time zone, 24 more minutes to wish the doctors in your life a happy National Doctors Day.
Well done, JP.
Unless you want to be sleeping in the garage like John Morosi.
I will not be providing an update for you on that one. I can assure you that.
People he has wished happy Doctors Day to. Anthony Volpe's parents, Dr. Drake Ramore, Joey Tribbiani from Friends, and then his wife.
His wife multiple times on the show, though.
Take it easy, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Happy opening day. day.
See you, buddy.
All the best. Happy opening day. Thanks so much.
Oh, thanks, JP.
There's JP. Best Stevie Wonder song by far. Not even close.
Yeah.
Oh.
What about I Just Called to Say I Love You?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is your daughter, is she in a coma? I'm sorry. Is she in a coma?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.